Now to the topic of conversation that's on everybody's lips in Romania, the opening of Romanian secret police archives for the first time since the fall of communism in 1989. The documents of the Securitate contain a portrait of a paranoid state where families, friends and even lovers spied on each other. But the news that is rocking the country is that many of the current politicians were Securitate collaborators. Iulian Murisan from Radio Romania International has the details from Bucharest.
The Securitate was a huge apparatus of terror. It needed many to be maintained. Your neighbour could be an informer. But no one thought that so few would step aside in shame after 1989. Naturally, people are now shocked and angry at an entire Romanian political class that has lied to them for 16 years. The average Romanian has not forgotten.
Just as you like your home to be clean, we would like this country to be clean. They should step aside.
It's late, but it's still useful. It should be done. People should know the truth about today's politicians. When you think that all these years we've been ruled by the same people, they should have at least one trace of dignity and withdraw from politics. But I'm skeptical about that.
We need real politicians, not the former Securitate collaborators who are still ruling the country. I'm not for imprisoning them, but they should be stripped of the huge fortunes that they have accumulated in 16 years by using the old network of connections.
Marius Oprea is the director of the Institute for the Investigation of the Crimes of Communism. He knows the Securitate like no one else. He was twice beaten on the street after 1989, and last year he was threatened with the kidnapping of his child.
What we have here is an open conflict between two parts of the Romanian society. The one that after 1989 still believes in the anti-communist ideals of the revolution, and on the other side of the fence, those who seized power after 1989.
Romania is preparing to join the European Union next year, and it just won't do to send corrupt former Securitate MPs into the European Parliament. So a lustration or screening law has been passed, and it has been decided that the archives of the former Communist Party should be handed over to an institution called the National Council for the Study of the Securitate Archives, or CNSAS. This institution was set up in 1999 with the aim of exposing the collaborators and officers of the communist secret police. But in 6 years, it has done almost nothing because the intelligence services have refused to hand over the archives. Now they are bound by law to do that. About 1,300,000 files have been handed to the CNSAS this year, and there's more where they came from. But the way these files emerge from the archives hints to political manoeuvring and further covering up of the real culprits, as historian Stejarel Olaru says.
I don't know if someone is manipulating the public opinion, but it's true that these days the whole debate is focused on collaborators and informers, while the Securitate officers still escape the focus of attention.
It seems that sometimes it's equally important to know who is controlling Pandora's box, not just what's inside. Director of the Institute for the Investigation of the Crimes of Communism, Marius Oprea.
What's happening now is that they declassified a series of files that were classified as national security. But now we see that those files are actually the files of the present-day politicians. Why were they classified, I wonder? Was politics in post-communist Romania coordinated and influenced by the intelligence services? It's a very serious and sensitive question, and the intelligence services would better come up with an answer soon.
Instead of an answer, the Hungary media has been served a few important names, and that was enough for the public opinion to witness an intoxication of accusations from one end of the political spectrum to the other. Dorin Tudoran is a prominent member of the Romanian diaspora in Washington and a communist dissident. From Washington, he sees the latest events as a mockery of the idea of discovering the truth.
The disgusting thing about all this is that it is showcased as an attempt to find out the truth. Actually, all we find out is what some persons want us to find about other persons. The idea that this masquerade is supposed to reveal the truth is just horrible. Because the way truth is delivered these days, a droplet here and there, in a very controlled manner. This can never be the truth.
After the president of the Conservative Party in the ruling coalition, Dan Voiculescu, and the second most popular politician in Romania, Liberal MP Mona Musca, were exposed as collaborators of the former Securitate, the CNSAS say they have an additional 70 files of present-day top politicians and MPs on the pipeline. You can call it cleaning your backyard before joining the European Union or annihilating political opponents in the run-up to expected early elections. It's impossible, however, not to notice that it's taken just one glimpse of the Securitate archives, just scratching the surface, to rock the entire political scene. If this is a genuine process of exposing the former Securitate collaborators and officers, it remains to be seen. Pandora's box has been cracked open.
Radio Romania International's Julian Mudesan reporting there from Bucharest.